USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is waking up at the White House this morning, the president with nothing on his public schedule as he is continuing to be treated for the coronavirus. Dr. Kanta Akman is a pulmonologist who's treated patients who have COVID-19.
I have every confidence in Dr. Conley, and he has the very difficult task of being both the president's advocate in terms of as his patient and also being responsible for the president getting the best possible summation of advice.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi telling House Democratic leaders on a conference call Monday evening that her negotiations with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are going very slowly. Mnuchin and Pelosi set to speak again today regarding a new coronavirus relief bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSC and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSC, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during the pandemic. More people are dying on the road despite quarantine. Now, more than ever, we must keep our eyes on the road, keep ourselves, our loved ones, and others around us safe.
This October, take the NSC Just Drive pledge and commit to driving distraction-free. TheZebra.com will donate $1 for every pledge taken and match 100% of every donation made to NSC up to $5,000 until November 6th. Visit nsc.org/pledge to take the pledge and learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe.
Hurricane Delta keeps getting stronger as it blows through the Caribbean. The storm became a hurricane Monday night and muscled up to a Category 2 extremely dangerous hurricane early Wednesday. Hurricane Delta is on track to hit the Gulf Coast by Friday with the risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and heavy rain from Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. An Arkansas police officer has died and another was injured Monday after a shootout in Pine Bluff. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The officer killed is identified as Kevin Collins, a 5-year veteran of the force. He was serving in the violent crimes unit. The second officer who was shot, Lieutenant Ralph Isaac, is in stable condition. There were 2 of 3 officers involved in an investigation at a motel when shots were exchanged between the officers and at least one suspect. The Arkansas State Police has taken over the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the 2020 election, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent the majority of Monday in the battleground state of Florida. Biden doing his best in Miami to push for the Hispanic vote.
I'll use sanctions as one of the tools for a comprehensive strategy that includes humanitarian assistance, international pressure, and support for Democratic actors in Venezuela to force the regime to embark on the road to a free and fair election. We also need a new Cuba policy. The administration's approach is not working. Cuba is no closer to freedom and democracy than it was 4 years ago. The fact there's more political prisoners, the secret police are as brutal as ever, and Russia is once again a major presence in Cuba.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida reacts to what the former vice president said.
On the issue of Venezuela, he's basically describing the Trump policy, except Trump's actually done it. So more sanctions, that's what we've done, crippling sanctions, support for democratic actors. The president of the United States was the first world leader to recognize the interim president, Juan Guaido, and then all these other countries followed. International community and support, I don't know, it's up to 50-something countries that now recognize Guaido as a legitimate government.
The Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to a trio of scientists from the UK, Germany, and United States for discoveries about black holes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.